Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I'm embarrassed to write this email, so please do not identify me. I recently found out my 22-year-old daughter is on a site called OnlyFans. Her 17-year-old sister found out from a friend that she's on it and told me. She's been posting images of herself in underwear, and apparently she expects to make money from this. I confronted her about it and she said that she believes there is nothing wrong with it and nothing wrong with what she's doing. She said some people on the site are making thousands and that she can make the same amount of money. I questioned why she would post provocative pictures of herself and asked her if she realised what she was actually doing. She responded by saying that she feels empowered, that she can choose what people see her and also make money from it as well. I don't know what to do about this. I've told her that I do not agree with it and I do not approve with what she's doing, but she is an adult and there's nothing really I can do about it. I'm ashamed that my daughter is showing off her body to disgusting men for money. I have always told my girls to be proud of how they look and proud of their body, and it seems hypocritical of me to tell her that she shouldn't be posting photos online of herself in these provocative pictures. How can I get her to stop doing this, or am I old-fashioned to even think there's something wrong with it? Anonymous. Now, if you don't know what OnlyFans is, don't worry. I didn't either until today. But actually, I noticed that Kerry Katona posted something as well in relation to a similar kind of site where she's doing something similar because she's empowering herself. So she says, anyway. The social platform basically allows people to subscribe to content creators for photos, videos and live streams. And although OnlyFans can only be the host for exclusive makeup tutorials and gym workouts, its increased popularity comes from its explicit sexual content. Now, when I read in an interview with an Irish fans creator on the extra.ie, she called herself Grace, she said OnlyFans can be physically safer than doing traditional sex work or having a sugar daddy, so I can see how it is it has wide appeal, but it has its own risks that aren't as visible and are equally as dangerous. Grace originally set her account up last year in order to pay the rent and bills when they didn't have guaranteed monthly income. Now, I know from talking to people, there are girls on it who are making absolutely thousands. Some of them won 200,000 a year. So this is young girls, sort of 18 to 22, maybe a bit older. I don't know how old some of these girls are. They're over 18 anyway. They have to be to do it. And they basically go on Instagram first and they get people to sign up to their OnlyFans page. If you don't sign up, you get a few free pictures anyway. You can, like Tinder, you can just look at their pictures. But if you do sign up, you get extra content, which will be topless or in underwear or, you know, fully naked. And guys are signing up for 6 or 7 euro a month to see these pictures. Now, you could argue that there's free porn on the internet. Why would they be bothered? The reason is, according to what some of the girls are saying to me, is that these guys find this more attractive, that they might know this girl, or, you know, they're in Dublin or they're in Cork or Limerick, so they kind of can get closer to it. It's a bit weird, to be honest with you, but it is really popular, becoming really popular. But what would you do if you found out your daughter was posting pictures of herself naked or in provocative underwear on the internet for money? How would you deal with that? Or do you believe there's no harm in it whatsoever? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Tina. Tina, you're on Classic Hits. Tina, how you doing?
How's it going, Niall?
Good. Tina, what would you do? I mean, have you got a daughter, Tina, by the way?
I have three of them.
Right. And what age groups are they? What's the age group?
12, 15, and my eldest will be 30 in September.
All right. So, okay. So the 30-year-old, when she was, say, 19, comes to you and says, you know, ma'am, I'm on a website now and I'm getting my kit off for guys and they're paying me. Last week I made 700 quid.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you say to her?
I'll tell you now, I'll bring it even more up to speed. My daughter went to Australia in December, right?
Yeah.
And I gave her the money to go, start off a new life for herself. Her brother's already over there. And she, now I'm not exaggerating, she has a body to die for.
Okay.
She's only 5'2", but she's all boobs and ass.
Right.
And I said to her, I said, Teresa, if I had a body like yours, I would be in a strip club pole dancing for a living.
You said that's your own daughter.
Making real money. Yes, I did. There is nothing wrong with this. If it's a thing that they want to do it, it's liberating for them. It's their choice. And I mean, if they can make money from it, why not? You can get Pornhub for free, and that's actual porn.
Of course, yes.
All they're doing is they're scantily clad, fair enough. But I mean, I myself look better dressed, to be honest.
Well, yeah, but until sight now, there's like 18 and 19-year-olds topless.
Yeah, but sure, I mean, they're 18. Hello, I had my...
Well, I know. There's nothing illegal about it. I'm not saying
it's... I had two kids now by the time I was 18.
Yeah.
And these are the two children I'm on about. I'm one of these... I'm a liberal mother. I taught my children how to live without me, have minds of their own, to make their own choices. I would never be ashamed of my children for any reason.
No, like I'm not saying being ashamed, but would you not be concerned that these guys that are leering at them, you know, that one of them might do something stupid or, you know...
Do you know what I think, actually? I think the girls should be laughing at them because the guys are actually paying for this.
I know, yeah. Well, I don't know. I said to Lena and Ashley this morning, I said, who is paying just to see people nude on, you know, whatever it is, fans?
That's my point. When you can actually you go can on get it for nothing. Hub, real porn.
But you know what they said to me? The difference is that these girls are reachable, so to speak. Like, that could be my girlfriend because she doesn't live too far.
Could be anyone's.
Random porn star in America. She's, you know, Mary from Cork or whatever. So she's close.
No, that's only because it's Ireland.
Yeah, I know.
It's because it's Ireland, Ireland. It's because it's small and because... And now, Joe, I know I'm going to get an awful lot of flack for this, but a lot of Irish people are narrow-minded.
Well, no, I wouldn't disagree with you on that.
Sorry about that, but they are. And you know, I'm red, raw, honest, and I say if that's what they want to do, let them go.
Well, we always were a very Catholic country, and we had very Catholic morals, and I know that's changed a lot over time.
Yeah, thank God it's changed.
Yeah, there was a kind of level of years ago being ashamed of your own body, wasn't there? You know what I mean?
I have six children, Niall, and I have never, ever been ashamed of anything. I said to my daughter, I said, look,
So you told your daughter when she... How old was she again?
She will be 30 in...
No, how old was she when she went to Australia?
Oh, no, she only went in December. But like,
you said, get your kit off, basically. You'll be a pole dancer or a stripper, you'll make a fortune.
It would suit her because she has amazing, amazing rhythm.
Okay, and what did she say? What was her response to you saying that to her, by the way?
Oh, no, you see, between myself and my kids, it's just like a normal conversation.
Would she do it? Do you think she'd ever do that?
I don't. Well, she hasn't so far, but...
Right, okay. She hasn't needed to, obviously.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But having said that, it'd be her choice, and I would fully support her.
Allegedly, these girls are making a lot of money. You know, I'm looking. One of the girls asking was telling me,
"Come on, I mean, Jesus,
250 grand a year."
And they're not killing themselves 8 hours a day for a poxy tenner an hour.
But they are getting their kit off.
So what?
Holly, let me go to Dave. Dave, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Dave?
Well, you might make a few pounds off that sheet website.
Dave, would you encourage your daughter to take her clothes off?
Oh, Jesus Christ, there's a loaded question. No.
Well, let me put it into more perspective. Yeah. Let's say your wife... No, I don't mean for you, obviously. But let's say your wife came to you and said, listen, Dave, I haven't told you this, but I'm making a few quid on the side on a website in me provocative underwear or me nip. Would you be ashamed of her?
I'd say go for it.
Would you?
Yay! Yeah. Oh, one partner on my side. Like,
this is not the reaction I expected today, but go on, yeah.
Yoo-hoo!
No, but if you think about it, the only people being taken advantage of are gobshites who are willing to pay for it. Oh. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't want some dirty old geezer spending $6.99 a month to look at your wife in the nude, would you?
Listen, if some dirty old geezer is willing to spend $6.99 and I'm not ever going to meet said dirty old geezer, more power.
Yay.
You know, I could do with a new car, you know. like the amount of money that people are making from this. And
I know. That's how I've heard, yeah.
It's like you set your own boundaries. You're not being pushed into it by anybody else. If you're not comfortable with it, you can leave it. You know, the only people being taken advantage of are men. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Just let me bring Jimmy into the conversation as well. Oh, sorry, hang on. I just turned around there. Jimmy. I mean, the idea of encouraging your daughter or your wife or anybody, but when I say encouraging, you know, suggesting it's okay to strip off for guys paying a subscription per month, is that a good thing?
Well, Prince Andrew is up to his 2 years in that kind of problems.
Oh, he is, yeah.
And Gillian, woman that was arrested this morning.
Gazelle, yeah.
They're up to 2 years in that kind of stuff now, and the FBI want him out in America. For that may start off all funny, right? That's all a great joke, putting your daughter or your wife up on them old dirty books or whatever you call them, websites.
Yeah.
And where's it going to end up?
Well, then, you know, on a serious note, you are right. People can be exploited. There's no doubt about that.
A big fat bank balance.
That's all right when you're drinking wine and you're good and drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning doing it. But then... when it gets into the local newspaper, it's going to be a different job. Or when somebody turns up at your door and then things can happen. That's all perversion. I don't see any funny side to it. Especially exploiting children.
So what do you say to Tina, who said to her own daughter, when she did say her daughter has a great body, she said she suggested to her daughter she should be a stripper.
Well, I would say I could sum up Tina now. Oh, Tina is an old one now that never cooks. It has a dishwasher. That doesn't do anything all day, is only lounging around on the internet trying to get fellas. She's probably in a second or a third relationship and she wants to put her daughter or stepdaughter or something up. I tell you, Tina, that's a dangerous thing. Is she on there now?
She is, yeah.
Oh, I am.
That's a dangerous thing. You may come on here and try to make a joke and a laugh out of it, but it's no laughing matter for children when they get caught up in this.
Number one...
comes knocking on your door, you'll see about that, because you're inviting people. You're putting yourself up there.
She's not putting herself up now.
Oh, you can let me answer him, Niall.
Oh, go ahead, Tina. Yeah.
Number one, I have 6 children. Number two, by the way, I don't own a dishwasher. Actually, I wash my own dishes. Number two, I've been working since I was 15, and I'm 47 now. And by the way, I'm far from ugly, and I'm far from washed up.
I don't need to know your business, and I didn't say you were ugly.
You assumed you to know my business 2 minutes ago.
I beg your pardon?
You assumed to know my business 2 minutes ago. You said I own a dishwasher, I laze around the house all day doing nothing, I wash that all.
How come you have so much time to be putting your daughter up on a pornography site?
Niles, you see, this is what I mean by the narrow-minded. This is the narrow-minded Irish.
Them pictures, people like that. And you can't think that's funny in the middle of the day. You're coming on a... You'd be better off take your daughter and say a few prayers with her, love.
If I believed in God, I might. There's one man up there pressing buttons and he knows everything about everyone united.
You know it all.
Boring dribbles.
You know it all.
How many kids have you?
Mind your own business.
Ah, well, but then don't be interfering in mine, you pompous.
I have no comments to make them anybody like. Anyway, listen here. Niall Boylan and radio in Ireland, there's far more things to be talking about than talking about people who, like Gillian Luan and Prince Andrew, and all these people, or Prince Charles, well, not Andrew. Is
that's
that
not
name?
What we were discussing.
No, but that's what you're at. The same as what they're at.
You're boring. But
Jimmy, I mean, you would never subscribe, obviously, to any of these sites. Clearly, obviously, you wouldn't do anything like that. But, I mean, there are people out there, you know, who pay good money to these women to, you know, see them in their underwear. Lads, now, they wouldn't be women. They're men that want this, Jimmy.
He's attacking me, and it's the men that are going on the site.
Imagine that one in her underwear now at 47 years of age. I'd love that picture now. How would you pay? Who would want to see you in your underwear?
Why don't you go on Facebook and look me up?
Who would want to see you in your underwear?
You would if you saw my picture, you boring old pompous.
If you had a husband for the last 30 years, you wouldn't be going around chasing other men.
If my aunt had balls, love, she'd be my uncle.
You are desperate for a man, but they won't get anything the way you're going.
You know, she hasn't mentioned men yet.
She hasn't, but I know they're all type of them now.
You know our type.
By the way, asshole.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. I mean, Jimmy does have a point about the serious aspect of it. That going down the road, you know, you could be heading into trouble.
You are the weakest link. Come on.
There's risk. Like you were saying earlier on, like you could get into your car driving to school and you could get into a car crash. Nothing in this world is risk free. And can I just say, Jimmy, I missed you. But seriously, if you look at a lot of these sites, they're like, before you subscribe, they recommend girls use VPNs. There's a lot of women who use these sites, don't even show their face. I mean, come on, think about it. If I was in the track...
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd be as brave as Tina. I don't know if I'd be too happy to know that my daughter was on a website taking her clothes off for money.
And then you have the other...
everyone to them is their own, but... Hang on. Sorry, Jimmy, what did you say?
There's something else going on in that house.
What else?
Yeah, but there's nothing going on in yours, you boring old beast.
There's something not right there, let me tell you that now. What's her name? Tina, is it?
Tina, yeah.
Yes.
I tell you now, Tina, you need to have listen to that song by Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. You want to look in the mirror now for yourself and see what age you are and what you're talking about.
Do you know what you should do, love? You should go and get a bit of sex for yourself, because I think you're frustrated. I think you're like an overwhelmed flock.
There is an epidemic of women in their 40s going to male prostitutes in their 20s, and I can tell you, they are being fleeced. They're charging them €300 and €500 a night to sleep with prostitutes. And this Gillian, whatever her name is...
Ghislaine.
...is after opening up the can of worms on women perverts. Dirty, filthy women who procure men...
He's a woman hater.
Women, dirty old female perverts.
He's a misogynist.
Huh?
He's misogynistic.
What's misogynistic?
You're a woman hater, and you're ignorant as well. Yeah. You don't know what a misogynist is. And all you're doing is preaching it.
You sound like Mary McAleese now. You're listening to her, you know.
You need to educate yourself, love, and go get the rides for yourself.
I say one thing. I say to everybody listening to the show here today, I say to you all, I say, including Niall Boylan, may your hearts open up to the inner peace that exists in all of us. But we will not find it in illegal drugs, pornography, skullduggery. Boylan runs a great show, but I don't run eye to eye with him sometimes. But
thanks very much. I appreciate it.
God bless you. I tell you.
God bless you too, Jimmy.
I'm in a taxi, and there's a thing here across the screen. There's a fan inside that's refreshing the air. So, I can't really talk to
them. Okay, no, that's fine. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, Jimmy. Lots of people texting in saying Jimmy is right. At least the man has morals. Your woman, Tina, clearly has none, says somebody here. Tina, do you want to respond to that? I'll give you a right to reply to that there. They say you've no morals.
Niall, it's an awful pity that my kids are away, because my six kids are my best friends, and my six kids are the most mannerly kids you could ever meet in your natural life. I'm a liberal mother. I allow my kids to make their own choices. This is what I'm on about. Narrow-minded people yet again. Narrow-minded people who think that they can
but Tina, there's being liberal, and then there's also teaching your children good morals as well. I mean,
no, but my
I understand you're
morals,
your kid's
Niall.
Best friend, but you have to be a parent as well as their best friend.
But do you know what makes me laugh, Niall, now?
Yeah,
right? And
yeah.
I'm only making a point here as a 47-year-old, right? And a very young and fit 47-year-old, by the way, as well.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll take your word for that.
You've narrow-minded people coming on about morals and this, that and the other, and Jimmy blowing his
He's clearly a Christian, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. He's just a Christian. Now he has different morals to you.
No, but he made assumptions about me. Do you know what I mean?
He said you had a dishwasher.
Yeah, do you know, and I don't actually. I don't have it. And I've arranged an open fire too, by the way. So I get in and dirty with that too. But, like, I didn't encourage Tracy to do it. But it was an option for her to do it.
Well, you did say it to your daughter. You know, you have a good body. You know, why don't you do a bit of stripping?
She's been told that since she was 15. I didn't even need to tell her, for starters.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Niall, it's men that are paying for all of this. It's men that are going to these strip clubs. It's men that are paying to watch these ladies dance, and they can have their private dances or whatever.
And do you think that's empowering for the women?
If it's of their own choice, absolutely.
Okay, we'll stay there a second, okay? And just remind people, the reason we're talking about it is we're talking about an email we got from a mother whose daughter is on a website. It's called OnlyFans, and basically it's young girls who strip off for subscription fees, and guys in Ireland will pay to see them in underwear or topless or naked. Now, they're not allowed to have sex on the site, as far as I know. Some girls are making a lot of money between the ages of 18, 22, 23. This woman who wrote in, her daughter's 22 years of age, and the daughter said it's empowering, and she's making quite a lot of money from guys who are paying to see her in the nude. The mother is kind of ashamed of the whole thing, and she doesn't know what to do. But Tina doesn't believe there's anything wrong with it at all. Valerie, are on Classic Hits. Well, stay there, Tina. Valerie, go ahead.
Hi, Niall, how are you? I actually cannot believe that a parent would have that attitude towards that. I mean, I'm extremely open-minded, but I actually find it shocking that any parent, male or female, would think it's okay for either a boy or a girl to expose their bits in private and see nothing wrong with it to make money.
We're on about men and women, not boys and girls.
Well, men and women, over 18.
Men and women, not boys and girls.
Yeah, well, men and women, over 18, I think it's actually shocking. Are you not looking at the bigger picture? First of all, you're not looking at what could happen with those pictures.
I could get hit by a car across
the
road.
Do you actually think if your daughter is, or whomever is looking for a job, and people working in that company have seen her in the nip, in her underwear, naked, that that's not going to come against her when she's looking for employment in the future?
But it's all if,
no, it's not. It's highly likely. Because employers even look at Facebook to see the behaviour of people before they even hire them.
I know that.
You're not thinking of the long-term picture. You're thinking of an immediate gain at the exploitation of people. Now, I have sons. I don't have a daughter. But even if my sons were paying to look at those girls naked, I'd actually be disgusted. I think I'd have done a very bad job, to be honest with you. And I think for you to think that there's nothing wrong, you're telling your daughter you have a wonderful body. Most girls of that age, a high percentage of them, have excellent bodies. But I mean, you shouldn't be encouraging for
most
kids, to like, take
most
her kid off
kids have
and
parents.
Show it off for money.
Most parents have kids that kids can't talk to their parents. And you know how I know that?
I don't.
Hang on, Valerie. Let her respond to everything you've said. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Tina. Yeah.
I had my first three kids by the time I was 24. Right? Now, I reared my kids absolutely amazingly. And the reason why I am proud in saying that is because when you're told often enough by other people, you start to believe it. But I have total faith in myself. I'm an empowered woman.
That's great. That's great.
Now, but all of my kids' friends, they can't talk to their parents about certain topics and advice when they're at tender ages of 15, 16, and 17. And I've been dealing with this most of my kids' lives.
To me about absolutely
they
anything.
Come to me. They come to me because I don't judge. I listen and I give them counselling for free.
But sure,
because their parents are narrow-minded and they're afraid of their life to go to the parents to talk about anything.
No, but
Tina, the point Valerie is making nobody's suggesting that you can't talk to your kids, and hopefully most parents should be able to talk to their kids. But if your daughter comes to you and says, listen, you know, some of my friends are on a site and they're taking their clothes off, or they're in dirt, you know, provocative underwear, and they're getting €6 a month off loads and thousands of guys for doing this, I'd be saying, now, really, is that really why you went to college? Is that why you went to school? Is that why you had done all these things? I'm not suggesting it's not empowering, and if that's what you really want to do, you know, I'm not going to stand in your way. But in saying
it's
that,
money for them,
I think you're better than that.
It's a bit of quick money for them, and the only bit of advice
I'd advise them to save it.
Valerie, what, do you have daughters, Valerie?
I'm sorry, I do. I have two sons, but okay. I have friends with daughters, right? And I mean, obviously, I was a daughter myself, and I have sisters and stuff like that. I'd actually go further as to say that if a young woman, finds that empowering, I actually think she needs a bit of counselling. She's a bit broken, that girl. If she's to get her kid off to make money, and she's finding it empowering that some perverts are getting off on it, and
that's
paying $7 a month for it.
That's not fair.
No, but listen, if a man is paying €7 to see 18-year-olds naked, getting naked and looking girls and that, it wouldn't be the kind of classic guy that I want to be around, to be honest.
And
with you
know what, too? A lot of these men are probably fathers as well.
Yeah, well,
and by the way, how would those fathers who are paying the €7 a month or whatever it is a month, how would they feel if they happened to flick through and saw a picture of their own daughter? It's somebody else's daughter, it's grand. You know what I mean?
I'd like to hope they're liberal-minded like me.
Well, I tell you now, if I was flicking through something like that and I saw my daughter in her underwear, I'd be mortified.
I'd be
straight home to have a good long talk with her as to why she would be doing something like that. And I know she wouldn't, but I'm just saying.
I'd encourage my daughter to save it while you're making it young. Make big bucks now, save it, and you can retire when you're 40 and live your life.
And tell me, where would you actually stop? How far would you go? Would you encourage her to go pole dancing and stuff like that?
Oh, no, she just said that. She said she did encourage her to go pole dancing.
I did encourage her, yeah. I gave it to her as an option to make money. I absolutely did.
She said when she was in Australia, she told her daughter, why doesn't she do a bit of pole dancing or stripping in clubs to make money?
I think you got tied down way too young and you're trying to live your life to your daughter. That's rubbish.
My daughter's in
Australia.
You
had your kids very young at 24, you had three children?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you just lacked freedom and fun in your life, and I think that you're going to live with your daughter.
I am having the best time of my life right now.
Well, look, I think my kids are rare, and I'm 47, and I'm still young. And I don't doubt that, and I don't doubt you're a lovely person, and your kids are probably lovely too. I don't doubt any of that.
Well, thank you, because they are so nice.
Okay, well, hang on both of you a second, because I want to bring Sarah in as well. Sarah, you're on Classic Kids. Eden, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Sarah, I mean, a lot of people are saying, okay, well done, it's empowering. And I see Kerry Katona this morning posting pictures of herself in her, it seems to be a swimwear or something like that.
Kerry's very messed up.
Yeah, well, she said it's empowering. This fans-only site this mother wrote in about her daughter being on, and the mother's ashamed, and she's saying, like, what am I going to say to my daughter? She's on this site, basically getting her kid off, and getting paid by guys on a monthly fee or whatever subscription it is to see her naked. I mean, what would you say if it was your daughter or if it was you? For that matter.
Well, no, I'm actually from the daughter's point of view.
Okay. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 32 at the moment.
Okay.
But since starting college, so in my 20s, I got approached by a photographer and got into the whole photography scene and ended up actually falling into the art nude category.
Okay, not glamour modelling as such, no.
No,
okay.
Actually, glamour modelling is different because it's actually more of a pornographic.
Yeah, the glamour modelling is more titillation rather than, I suppose, erotic nude.
Yeah. But there's so many different versions of it. But I'm sitting listening to what's going on at the moment and I'm thinking, like, yes, I understand, like, my mum, when I told her at the start, you know, what I was doing, and you got paid for this, you know, from photographers. This is their job, you know, this is a business. And my mum at the start was very hesitant and very worried about me and, you know, possibly being taken advantage of and where were these photos going and all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, at the end of the day, I have had zero negative experiences with what I've done.
Do you still do it?
And my mum now looks, I share all my photographs with her. And my mum looks at them now.
What kind of photographs are they? Sorry, excuse me there. Are they pornographic photographs?
No, see, that's the thing.
That's what I'm asking. Or is it like Marianne in Normal People? Do you remember the scene there where she's somebody photographing her there? What kind of photographs are they?
They
exposed to everything?
Okay, let her answer the question. Is it just you posing nude, Sarah?
Yes, so they were all posing nude, no clothes. And the movements within the photograph were genteel, they were, you know, implied, so it was softness within, you know, it wasn't like legs open, you know, kind of thing. There was none of that. There was always a softness, a sensuality, with a slight sexuality, obviously, because...
You're naked, yes.
You know,
yeah.
But that wasn't the point of any of it. But I'm listening to the conversation that's going on and thinking, if this was around when I was younger, I would exploit it because I did look good. If I had this, you know, social media platform or whatever platform you want to call it, where I could use it for my own advantage, I would have actually completely
done it. I mean, I know, I mean, Ashley was telling me this morning, there's girls on this making between 100 and 200,000 a year by just posting one or two photographs a day of themselves in their underwear or naked. Now, there's no sex on the site. They're just posting pictures of themselves naked. And guys will pay, whatever, €6 a month to see these exclusive pictures of them.
And does it say the location of where these girls are located?
I don't know. Aisling will tell me that. Aisling, does it give the locations of where the girls are? No. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
We just know they're Irish, that's all. Now, some of the girls will show their faces, you know, so I mean, you might know them. They might be in your local college or something like that or whatever.
Oh, I thought they all show their faces. If they're not showing their faces, I wouldn't have as big an issue.
I think most of them do show their faces, but some don't. Yeah. But I think the ones that show their faces are probably more popular.
Yeah, I think it's asking for trouble anyway. I think.
But Sarah, Sarah, what about the idea that some people believe that it's exploitation?
There is obviously an underlying of that. But, I mean, if you're going to go into doing something like that and be naive enough to not realise that there is that involved, then the results that come about are your own fault.
And did you go to college?
I did, yeah, absolutely.
And what did you study?
I did arts.
Okay, so you were involved in the arts anyway. Okay, all right, okay, I get you.
Yeah, so hence the photography side wasn't far for me to go. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't much different.
Okay.
It is in me to be artistic. This was just the format that it came out in.
So, Valerie, if that was your daughter, you'd be horrified.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't. When she talks about being in the arts there, right, I mean, you obviously see situations where you have a group of students painting somebody naked for a painting.
Or a photographer taking a picture.
Well.
Valerie, what is the difference, really? I mean, okay, so what, a photographer's taking a picture for a particular edition of a magazine or whatever it happens to be, or for his own personal collection or whatever it is, of Sarah in the nude. What difference is it that if she's put on a website and other guys are paying her $6.99 or whatever it is a month? There's no difference. You're still doing the same thing.
To me, there's a big difference, no. With the
what
other,
is the difference?
It's sexual gratification. The other one is frisbee.
But the pictures...
It's not far from pornography.
Yeah, but the pictures that are being taken of her naked that end up in a... Did you end up getting pictures publicised, Sarah?
I have, yeah. I've been in quite a few magazines, but they're not pornographic magazines.
That's what I mean. That's the difference.
Magazines. What sort of magazines would they be?
I don't want to be going and saying names because
okay, but
I don't think that's fair to.
Would it be fair to say that if a guy's seen you in a magazine, he's not looking at you thinking your hair is lovely? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm fully aware that I am a woman and I look the way that I look. If the man perceives me in that manner, then.
Why do you say if a man perceives you in that manner? I mean, if you're going to be naked in a photograph, in a publication, and a guy is looking at it, he's not looking at it for the colour of your eyes. He's looking at it for sexual gratification. I mean, that's why men look at naked women.
It depends on the magazine that he's looking at. Obviously, if I'm going to go into a pornographic magazine, he's looking at that magazine for that reason.
That is different now.
Say there's a man who's a photographer and I'm in a photographic magazine. He would be looking at the photograph, not thinking of it for the derogatory end of it, but looking at it and going, oh, that lighting is interesting.
Exactly.
Or
I get you. I think some people would look at your pictures that way, Sarah, but there are many people they wouldn't be looking. I mean, when a guy sees a naked girl in a magazine, no matter what sort of magazine it is, he's not looking at it thinking, oh, isn't the lighting wonderful on that? He's looking at you because he's looking at your breasts and he's looking to see what he can see.
Isn't that the case of being a woman in society anyway? So why not do what we can do and
take advantage of it?
Okay,
well, somebody else says, now, can you ask her to explain empowered? I'm confused by telling your daughter to prostitute herself is empowering, says Joe in Kildare. Another person says, girls actually are having performing sexual acts on OnlyFans. Most porn stars are on OnlyFans profiles and put up their own porn videos on there. And the girls are doing the same thing on their private Snapchat accounts, charging a monthly subscription. So, okay, I wasn't aware of that OnlyFans do allow some level of porn. Aisling told me she didn't think it did, but there you go. Another person says, telling her daughter to swing out of a pole. What is she, a pimp? The woman needs to get her head checked. I don't know if I would advise your daughter to do something like that, but look, if she wants to do it. But stay there a second. Now, I want to go to, is it Deborah? She's waiting ages there. Deborah, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Deborah?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Well, there you go. Sarah used to do it, and I don't know. You're still doing it, Sarah, are you?
Not as often anymore, because as you get older, your body doesn't stay the same.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well,
unless you work at it, you know, which unfortunately you haven't done.
All right. So, Deborah, I mean, how would you feel about it?
Well, I'd be really open-minded anyway, but.
Are you there, Deborah?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Come.
Yeah.
You'd be open-minded.
I said to a girl that worked with us, I said, what if it is your son or your brother or your father or your boss that's looking at you? Because she was on one of these websites. But she was doing, like the last girl just said, she was doing the extra stuff on the side as well. And I work in a very male-orientated company. And we'd have, say, 57 male members and about 5 female members.
Okay.
And it only took one fella to find out she was doing. And she left. Because she was more... Like, she wanted the luxury lifestyle that she sees on Facebook. And she was like, oh, I'm getting the money and I'm doing this and everything's great.
And was it OnlyFans that she was on?
I'm not sure what the website was that she was on, but literally it took one of our guys to find out.
It affects your career, your future.
And they all
Simple
found out.
I'm confused. Okay, so if the girls are doing it, and like Sarah, they're empowered by it, or they feel empowered by it, and they're utilising their body to make money, and they're quite proud of the fact that they're doing that, why would you then leave work when people find out about it?
She was doing it because she loved the money, Niall. She wanted the designer handbags that are shown on Instagram, Facebook, and with all the bloggers. Look at the big she picture. Wanted that lifestyle. Mm. She didn't think about, like, day-to-day life. She didn't think about coming into work and seeing what was going on, or one person in work finding out. And she thought, like, this is my secret life in the background, and I have everything that I want to have, but it wasn't a secret. She was forgetting that it's out there on the web. It's in the big, bad world out there, you know?
And was she making much, was she making much money?
Yeah, like, she told me about one act that she performed, and actually, she was in college at the same time, and the guy, she was very good friends with the guy in college, and he started kind of harassing her a little bit because he found out she was doing it for money, and obviously she told him, but he then wanted the same.
Okay.
And he was sending her, like, really disgusting text messages saying, oh, if you've done it for him, can I get a discount?
Right, okay. But, like, so in other words, guys saw her differently. The people were viewing her differently.
Yeah, and, like, she's now, like, she's not working at the minute. She's given up college because the guy that she was in college with was harassing her. She's going to counselling every day now. She has to go to therapy now because, like, her head is all over the place from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it is, like, I wouldn't want my boss seeing me naked. Or any of the guys that I work with, you know?
It would be embarrassing. Like,
in the corporate world, that's just not allowed.
Sorry, Valerie?
I'm sorry. What I'm just saying is, in a lot of places I work for, there's a thing, and when you work for the company, if you do anything to bring the organisation into discredit
the organisation.
And as far as I can recall, that first chap that spoke there that was making a laugh, and that, is he a teacher?
Which chap was that? Jimmy?
Not Jimmy, the guy before him.
Dave.
The younger guy. Is he a teacher?
No, I don't think he's a teacher, Dave.
Oh, is he not? Okay, yeah. But you couldn't go teaching or do anything like
no,
that.
No, you certainly like could that. Not. Could you imagine being a school teacher, you know, in a secondary school, and your 16-year-old pupils were looking at you on OnlyFans?
You know what I'm saying? You'd be gone out the door.
No, it wouldn't do your reputation much good. I mean,
yeah, it's not working.
And Sarah, you know, see, this is part of the problem. Now, I know what you said you were doing was slightly different, but you are getting your clothes off and you are in publications. I mean, would that embarrass you if somebody you knew saw those photographs, or an employer or somebody, a future employer, saw those photographs? Would you be embarrassed by that?
Well, obviously there would be some form of embarrassment because, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, I'm happy with what I did. I have no regrets for what I did.
Yeah, of course. Well, you didn't go down the road of what some of these people were doing as well, by the way. I just want to clarify that. But
no, I mean,
think it's completely different what that girl did, by the sounds of it, to be honest
well,
with you.
Well, it is to some extent, but it is still getting naked. It is still taking your clothes off. You know what I mean? I mean, Sarah, would you ever, no matter how desperate you were for money, would you ever take your clothes off for money? Oh, no, sorry, Deborah, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No, I would.
We know you did, Sarah.
I hope I wouldn't be drawn into it now. To be honest, I don't think I'd need that money.
You'd be that desperate. Can you see why they say it's empowering? Can you imagine taking your clothes off and people seeing it and feel? Wasn't there a program? Was it Gakwan or one of those Egypts on television where taking women? And, you know, middle-aged women, and taking pictures of them naked to empower them. Do you remember that program? It was on there a few years ago, Channel 4 or something like that. I can't remember. Yeah. I mean,
the girl that worked at us now, like, she, you'd know when she was after being online. Because she'd come in the next day and she'd be bubbly and she'd be full of life.
Right.
And she, like, she was getting a kick from it. Like, she was getting...
It's almost like a drug. Yeah.
It was like an ego boost for her. Like, she was like, oh my God, there's men out there, they want to see me and they want this. She wasn't seeing the downside of it. Like,
we're told every day by society how women should be one way and women should be another. And even if you walk down the street with a V-neck T-shirt and you have an ample bosom, men are going to look at and think about you in a derogatory manner. So why
not going to take her top off?
Let's get this into perspective, because when a man, and obviously I am one, when a man sees a woman, you know, with a very low cut top and she's, as you say, she has ample breasts and a nice cleavage, right? I wouldn't say he looks at her in a derogatory manner, but men obviously view the human, or the female human form, very differently to the way females view it. But females can, I've often heard women saying that she's beautiful because they think she's beautiful and she's a beautiful body, whereas men think she's sexy. So there's a difference in the way we view it, but that's just because we're men and women and we're different.
But there is women that, obviously, like, men obviously are biologically, you know, in some way made to look at us in a certain way. So yeah. That's always going to be the case, and there's nothing we can do about that.
But we don't look at you in a bad... I mean, you're making it out that we're looking at you in some sort of perverted way. I mean, you know, if I see a naked woman, you know, or you see a naked... You're looking at it from a man's eyes, which is, gosh, there's a naked woman. Woo. Right? But when you see... when a woman sees a naked woman, she looks at her and she'll go, God, she's beautiful. But men would say that too as well, by the way. But we do see it, obviously, differently to the way you see it because we're men. We do see it from a sexual point of view. What other way would you see a naked body apart from a sexual point of view?
I'm not going against your comment. I'm totally in agreement with what you've said. It's up to the women who are going to do what we're talking about, what the discussion is about. It's up to us as the women who are participating in it
mm-hmm.
to have the mental strength behind it, to know what we're doing and the consequences that could come from it.
Yeah, I mean, times have changed, and you know, and we all have to be very conscious now of what we do and the way we feel sometimes. Although I'll never be told how to feel and what opinions I should have, but in relation to men and women and our autonomy and the way we look and the sexual attraction we have for each other, that's never going to change. That's human nature.
No, not at all. Absolutely, it's always going to be there, mm-hmm. but. You know, and it's always going to be the case with whether it be photographs, whether it be videos, whether it be something you just pop up on Facebook, on social media, that you're just wearing a slightly tighter dress than normal, or whether you're taking, you know, actual paid for photo shoot images, whether it be nude or not. You know, men are going to view it roughly in the same manner. And in some ways, that's flattering because it does allow us to see ourselves as beautiful female beings.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Sarah. And I appreciate your honesty on the show today. Thank you very much, Valerie, and everybody else who got involved in the show, particularly Jimmy and Tina at the start of the show. I thought that was very entertaining.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.